If you didn't catch Bruce Rauner when he was traveling the state as a candidate for governor, you may well have gotten your chance since he was sworn in. Rauner spent a lot of time traveling the state selling what he calls his turnaround agenda.
You know we've got a mess on our hands. We've got a financial crisis, but we're gonna get through it. We're going to restructure the government.
In the eyes of Democrats, like Representative Mike Zaleski of Riverside, Rauner's been doing too much of that. The House has voted on ideas from Rauner's wish list, like creating local right-to-work zones, and come up way short of the 60 votes needed for it to pass.
Down here, it's the art of the possible, and you can only get 60 and 30 on certain things, and when you can't get 60 and you can't get 30, you move along.
Move along and focus on the budget. Democrats appear to be going on their own in crafting a spending plan, though lawmakers are hesitant to be upfront about specifics. A proposal brewing is said to keep funding mostly level with this year's budget. It would cut back in many areas, but pre-K through high school would see an increase. Here's Senate President John Cullerton.
We don't have a balanced budget from the governor, and he's saying he has some other agendas that don't relate to the budget. In the meantime, somebody's got to go forward with a budget. So that's what we're trying to do.
It's not that Rauner hasn't introduced any budget. He did back in February, just one that Cullerton says isn't balanced. Rauner's proposed budget relies on cuts, lots and lots and lots of them. Cuts that have prompted consistent rallies at the Capitol and hearing after hearing featuring testimony from people about how chopping programs would have dire consequences, from cutting Amtrak to funding for the State Board of Elections to a subsidy that helps low-income parents afford daycare to cuts to universities that House Higher Education Appropriations Chair Ken Duncan, a Democrat, says he won't stand for.
And so to reduce them by 31.5%, is unconscionable.
Democrats have more than enough votes in the House and Senate to pass a budget on their own. But here's the thing. Part of the reason Rauner's budget proposes so many cuts is, well, because it sounds obvious, Illinois doesn't have the money. Thanks to Democrats' pre-election jitters and Rauner's post-election insistence, a 2011 tax hike rolled back at the start of this year, meaning the new budget set to begin in July will be the first in years when billions of dollars extra won't be coming into state coffers. While Democrats say a revenue hike is needed, they insist they won't do that without the GOP. Setting up a scenario where Democrats send Rauner a budget without deep cuts, but also without a tax increase, basically leaving it to Rauner to sign or slash. It could be politically dicey for both parties. Here's Democratic Representative Linda Chapalavia.
What I think will happen with the budget is we'll pass one, and people need to realize that we just give directive to the governor on how we feel on how to spend the money. He can take our advice or he can ignore us.
Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio says that'll leave things...
well, in a big mess. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think if they do that, the governor will manage it. And that will hurt the very constituents they're talking about wanting to help. So it's very incongruous. I think it's very cynical. They need to get to the table and have a serious discussion about reforms.
Then, she says, Republicans will have a serious discussion about raising taxes that could stave off cuts. But that's only after Rauner's pro-business, anti-union agenda advances. Remember Democratic Representative Zaleski saying it's time for the governor to leave the turnaround talk behind and focus on the budget? It's the opposite for Rauner. He wrote in a just-published op-ed that he wants legislators to focus on things like term limits and what he calls anti-growth policies, things like workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Republican Senator Ron Sandek of Downers Grove says Democrats are stymieing.
The people of the state of Illinois have spoken and they want to change. They want structural reformation, and that means some things that are going to upset the status quo.
Republican legislators are still greatly outnumbered in the General Assembly, but they have the governor's office now. And in Governor Rauner, they have a deep-pocketed Republican who's got a huge campaign fund he's been front about saying he'll use to advance his position. In the just-published op-ed, Governor Rauner writes that if legislators aren't willing to, quote, reform how we do business, they won't be done this month. He says they should prepare for a very long extra session. I'm Amanda Vinicky.